Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see oceanside relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. 56% of job seekers say their biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications, according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be a lonely process, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding a job that fits. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location near you at expresspros.com. With no fees for job seekers, visit expresspros.com.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Classes in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Yes, indeed. We are the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. You can also follow us on social media. Rob is at Rob Parker FS1 on Twitter and Instagram. I'm at Chris_Broussard on Twitter. ChrisBroussard68 on the gram. All right. At the bottom of the hour is Trolling or Rolling with our man Martin Weiss. That's always a fun segment. Speaking of fun, we are going to have fun.
We're going to celebrate.
We're going to celebrate the life of Tommy Lasorda, not mourn his death. He was 93. We are going to die. So if I can live to be 93 and have a full life like that, then I'm happy.
I'll sign up for that in a minute.
Absolutely.
Chris, are you kidding?
Absolutely. So, so we're going to celebrate the life of the great Hall of Fame manager, Tommy Lasorda. And I know you, I never met him, Rob. I was just, right. The brief time I covered some pro baseball. But I was a huge fan. The Dodgers were, you know, I lived in Cincinnati, of course. I was young.
And remember, the Reds and the Dodgers used to be in the same division when they used to be in the West.
Right,
that was
right.
The Western Division.
The Dodgers were national. Yeah, they were in that division. And I was a big Dodgers fan. I liked them more than the Yankees. They had that rivalry with the Yankees.
Right.
And I liked the Dodgers more. Davey Lopes and Steve Garvey and, you know, Ron Say. I was a big fan of all those guys when Lasorda was manager. Obviously, Fernando Valenzuela. So I just admired him from afar. Did you have much, you know, dealings with him personally when you covered the league?
Because I covered the Reds, Chris, and we would make three trips out to L.A. every year. You know what I mean? So I was around him a lot.
Yep.
Was in Dodger Town, Vero Beach for spring training games. Was in his manager meetings. I was around him. And he was full of life. He was a real baseball manager. He understood our jobs, Chris. He had funny stuff for us. You know, if he had to go off, he'd go off. He was one of those guys. He was a manager, but he was a personality.
Right.
He really was. He was an ambassador. You know, you hear this a lot, an ambassador of the game. Tommy Lasorda was an ambassador to baseball. Everybody loved him. He sat up. He used to come into the press room, Chris, tell his stories. You know, the baseball managers, they sit around and tell you these old great stories.
Right.
And whatnot.
Right.
He did all that. And
yeah, there are some coaches or managers that are like that. They love talking with the media. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, yep. Big time. It wasn't an adversarial kind of thing. Not that they wouldn't call you out once in a while, but I'm just saying they understood the job, and it was different then. It just was different. You got to know people on a personal level. But he will be missed. But his legacy, Chris, and his legend and all the stuff he leaves behind, and you know, being out here in Los Angeles, people are beside themselves. You know, he's one of those guys.
Right.
And they love Tommy Lasorda. And to be a manager for 20 years with the Dodgers and then be connected to that, we brought it up earlier, the great game World Series when they beat the vaunted A's and Kirk Gibson. And you watch on that video, Tommy Lasorda is the first guy out of that dugout going crazy, you know, when Gibson hit that home run.
Right. Well, we have some great rants from Tommy Lasorda. He gave us many. We're going to play a few. And then we're going to go, Rob, let's go into some other historic rants.
Right.
You know, some of the great rants, talk about them, and then see what the listeners think as far as which ones they really love and which ones are their favorites. But let's play, let's start off with a couple from Tommy Lasorda. First, here's Lasorda. And this guy, remember Dave Kingman?
Cubs. I remember vividly. He had three home runs in a game against the – and the Mets were terrible. And it was in Los Angeles, and he was asked, about Dave Kingman's performance.
Here he goes.
What's your opinion of Kingman's performance?
What's my opinion of Kingman's performance? What the f*** do you think is my opinion of it? I think it was put that in. I don't opinion of his performance? He beat us with three home runs. What the f*** do you mean? What is my opinion of his performance? How can you ask me a question like that? What is my opinion of his performance? He hit three home runs. I'm f***ed off to lose a f***ing game. And you ask me my opinion of his performance? I mean, that's a tough question to ask me, isn't it? What is my opinion of his performance?
Yes, it is. I ask it, and you gave me an answer.
Well, I didn't give you a good answer because I'm mad, but I mean...
That wasn't a good question.
That's a tough question to ask me right now. What is my opinion of his performance? I mean, you want me to tell you what my opinion of his performance is?
You just did.
That's right. Guy hits three home runs against us.
Hey, Steve DeSega, quickly, can you jump in?
Yep. Paul Olden.
That's Paul Olden.
Chris, you know who Paul Olden is?
New York
Olden
PA?
Is the Yankees PA announcer. Yep. He replaced Bob Shepard. He's like, I mean, he is, and that was Paul Olden. Were you around, Steve, for that?
No, that was 1970s, but as a radio reporter in many a dugout office of a manager, keep in mind that columnists go in and they have an agenda. They have something already half written in their heads, and they want
to
answer
the
fits
that.
We're
trying to get quotes to work with it.
The radio guy, which Paul Olden was, simply needed sound as a result of the big guy of the game. And so he was asking the most general question possible. That clip that you played got played on LA radio on the Jim Healy show for years and years in Los Angeles.
I was going to say, back then, could you even play that?
Oh, it was a lot of beeps.
Obviously, they beeped it, but I'm surprised you could even play it with the beeps.
There were a lot of Tommy beeped quotes that got played on that particular show.
All right, we got another one.
That was good. Yeah, here's Kurt Bivacqua. Kurt Bivacqua, Tommy Lasorda on him.
I have never, ever, since I've managed, ever told a pitcher to throw at anybody, nor will I ever. And if I ever did, I certainly wouldn't make him throw at a 130 hitter like LeFay or Bivacqua, who couldn't hit water if he fell out of a boat. And I guarantee you this, when I pitched, and I was going to pitch against a team that had guys on it like Bivacqua, I sent a limousine to get the to make sure he was in the lineup, because I kicked that his ass any day in a week. He's a big mouth, I'll tell you that.
I love it. I love it.
Tommy Lasorda was a piece of work, Chris. Wow. He absolutely was. He was.
That's a great quote. That's a great quote. And he's right. If I'm throwing at a guy, it ain't a 130 hitter.
Right, Kirk Bobakwa.
That's for darn sure.
Pretty funny.
We got some other great rants, just historic rants, and maybe some of the young, you know, we got some young listeners. They might not have heard
all these,
Rob, but obviously some of our older ones will know them. But they're so great, you'll appreciate hearing them again. First of all, Denny Green, the late Denny Green, great football coach. Here he is.
This was Monday Night Football.
Against the Bears, and they lost to the Bears, and he was upset. Here he is.
The Bears are what we thought they were. They're what we thought they were. We played them in preseason. Who the hell takes a third game in a preseason like it's bull? We played them in the third game. Everybody played three quarters. The Bears are who we thought they were. And that's why we took the damn field. Now, if you want to crown them, then crown their ass. But they are who we thought they were. And we let them off the hook.
He caught some flack for that. Am I wrong? I never understood why.
And he hit the podium. He was pissed. It really got to him. He's like, were you not expecting the Bears or something? You know, some question like that. It was pretty funny.
I thought that was a great statement.
I love
that. So I loved it.
Denny Green, man.
Here's another one. Jim Mora talking about the playoffs.
Playoffs? Don't talk about it. Playoffs? You kidding me? Playoffs? I just hope we can win a game.
Yeah, he was coaching the Colts, I believe, at that time, right?
Yeah. Oh, they were awful.
They're a horrible team.
They had a terrible game, and you know, it hurt their playoff chances. And the way he says playoffs.
Playoffs? We'll talk about playoffs. You kidding me?
Maybe.
Playoffs? I just hope we can win a game.
Nah, that was great. That was
Love
great.
That
All right,
too.
Let's go to college football. Mike Gundy coaching, what was he coaching Oklahoma State? Who was he coaching at that time? Yeah, Oklahoma State. Here he is.
If you want to go after an athlete, one of my athletes, you go after one that doesn't do the right things. You don't downgrade him because he does everything right and may not play as well on Saturday. And you let us make that decision. That's why I don't read the newspaper. Because it's garbage. And the editor that let it come out is garbage. Attacking an amateur athlete for doing everything right. And then you want to write articles about guys that don't do things right and downgrade them, the ones that do make plays. Are you kidding me? Where are we at in society today? Come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40. I'm not a kid. Write something about me. Garbage.
Rob, what was your view? Because we both started out covering high school sports. And you do treated high school athletes differently than pro and college, and even college a little differently than pro. You know, you're critical, obviously, of pro athletes, but you got to be a little different with high school athletes. I remember when I was at the Plain Dealer in Cleveland, we had a writer, this is the early 90s, who ripped like a high school, you know, athlete in his story. Yeah, and it just didn't sit well. I don't remember all the ramifications, but, you know, he got reprimanded and it just wasn't, you know, you got to be different with young kids. Now, again, Division I college, that's different. But what was your view?
I got in trouble my very first job in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. And we were doing stories. It was a little league, Chris, like some sort of little league tournaments.
An 8-year-old?
No, I didn't rip the kid, but they were mad that I named the kid who missed a 2-out ground ball through his legs that cost the team the game.
Oh, really? Like,
yes.
How old were they? There's about 10.
So this up, you only up to, you could only play Little League till 12. So he might have been, you know, between 9 and 12. And my thing was, and they didn't want to put his name. They wanted me to not have his name in the paper. And I said, how can you write a story,
right,
Chris?
Right, why are we covering the
game? And not put his name. He missed a ball. And this is my point. I said to him, if he hit a grand slam to win it, you would put his name in? Come on, that doesn't make sense. They wanted me to write the second baseman made an error and they lost the game. That's what they wanted me to write.
I assume they took the name out.
Yes. I argued with them because I didn't think that was journalism. I didn't believe in it. I said, if we can't name the kid, then we shouldn't be covering their games. That's what I said, Chris. We shouldn't be covering
Little League games. When I was playing as a kid, I mean, I played like Pop Warner and some baseball where there were articles, you know, in the paper. Now that I think about them, most of them were just all the positive. You know what I mean? So-and-so did this, had a touchdown run, a catch. There wasn't negative stuff. I don't know. It's not me ripping the kid, but
that's what happened. Right, am I right? Am I not?
It's hard to, especially when you said it was the game-winning era.
Yes, ball went through his legs and, like, you know, the tying and winning run scored with two outs.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, we got a couple more real quick.
Of course, this is, you know, one of the NBA's most famous.
Yes.
Allen Iverson practice.
It's easy to sum it up when you just talk about practice. We sitting here, I'm supposed to be the franchise player, and we're in here talking about practice. We're talking about practice. Not a game. We're talking about practice. Not the game that I go out there and die for and play every game like it's my last. Not the game. We're talking about practice, man. I mean, how silly is that, man? We're talking about practice. I know I'm supposed to be there. I know I'm supposed to lead by example. I know that. And I'm not shoving it aside, you know, like it don't mean anything. I know it's important. I do. I honestly do. But we're talking about practice, man. What are we?
You know what?
That went on for like 2.5 minutes.
He has one of the great voices too, Chris. Just his flavor. Is that the right terminology?
Yeah, covering AI, he was very honest and transparent. Now, and I know this from doing stories on him, he had trouble following up a lot of what, like for instance, when, you know, Mo Cheeks becomes the coach and he says all the right things. And I think he really meant it from the heart. But then it'd be hard for him to follow it up. He lacks some discipline in some of those areas.
Right,
but when he said things, he was very honest and transparent.
We're talking about practice.
I want to know, and we got one more, but do we have, I mentioned the Mike Singletary one, Lee. Do we have that one or not?
Cannot win with him. Cannot coach with him. Can't do it.
All right, so it's a quick one, but Singletary cough like I thought that was great. Remember that one? Can't win with him. Yeah, I thought that was good coaching.
It wound up costing him his job after.
I know,
that. It really.
But that's I don't know, man. The kid, that's hardcore coaching. I like it. I'm old school like that.
We got one more. 877-99-05.
Let's hear Lee Ilya.
Oh, this is a famous one. He was the Cubs manager.
Yeah,
we got all these so-called f***ing fans that come out there, Cub fans, that are supposed to be behind you, ripping every f***ing thing you do. I'll tell you one f***ing thing. I hope we get f***ing hotter than shit just to stuff it up them 3,000 f***ing people that show up every f***ing day. Because if they're the real Chicago f***ing fans, they can kiss my f***ing ass right downtown and print it. They're really, really behind you around here. My f***ing ass. Nobody's wrong here because you guys are written good. What the fuck am I supposed to do? Go out there and let my fucking players get destroyed every day and be quiet about it for the fucking nickel dime people that show up? The motherfuckers don't even work. That's why they're out at the fucking game. They ought to go out and get a fucking job and find out what it's like to go out there and a fucking living. 85% of the fucking world's working. The other 15 come out here. A fucking playground for the fuckers. Rip them motherfuckers. Rip them. Fuckers like the fucking players. Got guys busting their fucking ass and them fucking people poo. And that's the Cubs? My fucking ass.
Rob, I'm going to be honest, Rob. And we're in the public eye a little bit too, obviously. I understand why players get fed up after a while. If I'm constantly getting ripped by somebody, and I know it's journalism, and I'm a journalist and all that, but I understand if somebody's in my face constantly and they've been ripping me, I might go off too. So I understand where people
do that. All right, we want to hear from you. Which one is your favorite?
Yes. 877-99 on Fox. Which one of these do you love? These historic rants. Your turn to weigh in with Chris and Rob, The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Bridgestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Bridgestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
It's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. And business today, folks, moves faster than ever. And if you're slow to adapt, then, well, tough luck, because you will get left behind. And if you're still running on QuickBooks, well, take this advice. It's time to hit the gas and accelerate with NetSuite. Let NetSuite show you how much it'll benefit your business with a free product tour at netsuite.com/odd, O-D-D. All right, 877-99 on Fox. What'd you think of the rants? Hit us up.
All right. Albert in California, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What you got, Albert?
What's up, Rob? What's up, Kawhi Broussard? Welcome back.
What's up, man?
Hey, rest in peace, Tom Lasorda, man. He was the greatest manager in Dodger history. I'm a huge Dodger fan. He's one of the most iconic men, one of the iconic sports figures in sports. Like, he was a great man.
No doubt. Yep. Absolutely. Nice, Albert.
Yep.
No, absolutely. Yep. Appreciate you. Yep. No doubt about it. A lot of Dodger fans feeling that way, Chris. Definitely being here in Los Angeles and the reaction of it. Mac in Georgia, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Mac?
What's up, Rob? What's up, Chris? How y'all doing?
Great, man. How are you?
Oh man,
This is Max.
Yeah,
Max.
He got the name wrong. That was my. I was
Max.
Mumbling a little bit.
Okay,
it's Max. Right. I was mumbling.
I was like,
I didn't want to break the guy.
No, all right. appreciate you though, Rob, for recognizing. Hey, so great topic. Obviously, sad to hear the news about the loss today. But that being aside, I got to give it to Jim Mora. I can't say enough about this guy. I thought he was the best ranter. I love the one you gave about the playoffs. It's an epic one. Do you guys remember the one where he was the Saints coach and he came after on live TV and basically like dropped like three bombs and was saying how they couldn't move the ball. They didn't try to move the ball. We couldn't do diddly poo. That was my favorite.
That's another one.
That was a Rob Parker line. We couldn't do diddly poo.
Couldn't do diddly poo, diddly squat, whatever. Sam, hold on, Max. Sam, play the playoffs. Playoffs? What is that? I mean, Chris.
Hey, you guys have a great weekend. I'm going to catch up next week.
Appreciate it. Hey, Ham in New Jersey, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Ham?
What's up, gentlemen? How y'all doing?
Good,
doing
man.
Great.
How are you?
Celebrating Tommy Lasorda's life.
Yeah, he was the man. Those are some epic rants. One of my favorite rants is Herm Edwards, you play to win the game.
Yes.
We have that one. That. And Sam, let's see if we have it.
You play to win the game.
Hello. Yeah.
That one rings true because they should have played that for Philly.
Amen to that one.
You know he played for the Eagles.
Yes.
Thanks, Ham. Brock in Lincoln, Nebraska. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio.
Hey guys, how you doing?
What's up, buddy?
Oh, nothing. It's just this subject is always fun because you can find some really good videos on it. But my favorite was when I went to see you at Boulder, and we got this coach Dan Hawkins. And some parents were really upset with how he was doing the football. And so he went on this big rant of how this is Division I-A football in the Big 12. And that's probably the best thing he did at CU.
was the rant unbelievable.
He's right, Rod. Like the video, ESPN did something a few years ago. You probably saw. I know you've seen this video of like the manager meltdowns in baseball. And the best one to me, that minor league manager, I don't know what his name was.
I know which one.
He ran all out in the center field, I think. Then he went up. He did like the, you know, like the mine, like he had a grenade. Remember that?
And
like
he threw it. Right.
Yeah, he's crawling up. Yeah, the second base or whatever.
And he pulls out the pin.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That was the all time greatest.
All right, let's squeeze one more. We got John from New Zealand. Let's do that real quick. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, John?
G'day, mate. G'day, guys. I love your show. I really do.
Thank you, buddy. We appreciate you calling from down under.
Yes, we do.
Thank you, mate.
Odd Couple is large down under.
And I'm hoping that if Rob comes here the end of the year, then he'll come visit New Zealand, and I'll hook him up, mate. No worries.
I'm coming. I've been looking for tickets. I'm coming next Christmas time back to Australia.
Well, if you come to New Zealand, then definitely let me know. But okay. I must say, Rob, that my new favorite rant is you up against Bucky Brooks in the last hour. That's my new favorite rant.
You went at him, Rob.
Goodness. Sam, do we have a piece of that or no?
Impolite.
Oh, no!
Very impolite.
I'm sorry.
And you know what, guys?
Yes.
You know what, guys? I just said to the guy who answered the phone that the perfect drop is he must take Rob's rant, and every time he says Aaron Roger's name, you take it out and you put somebody else's voice in there. So you have him say, "You made the greatest mistake of your whole life when you said that." Tom Brady. He's overrated.
That was funny, yeah. I think that's going to be up on social media. I know Elijah, Chris, is working on it. So
all right, good.
We'll see.
Good. And all right, yep. With the iCouple coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's time for Trolling or Rolling with Martin Weiss.
They see me trolling.
Tom Brady, he's done.
They hating.
Aaron Rodgers did not have a Pro Bowl season.
Trying to catch me riding dirty.
It's Trolling or Rolling.
Trolling or Rolling on Friday night. I'm Martin Weiss, and I'll break it down for you just in case this is your first time hearing it. If Rob and Chris like the story, you hear the roll sound.
They see me rolling.
And if they don't, you hear the troll sound.
Oh, man. Hey.
So, despite rumors an NFL team would snag him, as Steve DeSager just told you, Jim Harbaugh is returning to the University of Michigan after he signed a contract extension. His new contract will pay him about $4 million next season, and his buyout, should the university choose to fire him, is about $4 million. Now, both of those figures, significantly lower than they were on his previous deal. Rob, are you trolling or rolling Harbaugh staying on at Michigan?
I'm trolling it.
Oh, man. Hey.
I think he stayed because nobody in the NFL wanted him. I think he didn't live up to what people expected when he showed up 6 years ago, that he was going to get them in the playoff and win a Big Ten title and have a chance to win a national championship, and none of that happened. To me, he totally failed at Michigan.
I'm rolling with it.
They see me rolling.
Rob's right. He hadn't lived up to what the expectations were, but he has gotten Michigan back to national relevancy. They made the top 15 one time in the previous 8 years before Harbaugh got there. They've made it three times in his 6 years there, and four times they've been in the top 20. Now, I love – if they had brought him back at the same money, then I'd be upset about it. But this type of pay cut, he's certainly no longer in the top five coaches nationally paid. I don't mind the incentives that could get him back up to $8 million a year, because if he reaches those incentives, that's good for Michigan. That means they won the Big Ten. They got to the playoff, maybe won a national championship. So I think this is a good situation, and I like it.
Jeez. It ranks 15th national relevance.
You're a Michigan,
How about that?
I mean, Michigan, Rob knows this. Michigan, he always says, one national championship since the Louisiana Purchase. And I could go back even further than that if I want. I mean, stop it. You're not Ohio State.
All right, you're not Alabama.
You're not Clemson. Know who you are.
I'm trolling this. Well, at least you don't no longer that. Pay – At least Michigan no longer
you
pays their coach.
You are what you are. He's doing what Bo Schembechler did.
No, he's not. Bo Schembechler won the Big Ten.
Did he win the national championship?
No.
Thank you.
But he won the Big Ten.
All right. Well, maybe Harbaugh will do that in this next go-round.
I'm not holding my breath. But 4 years ago, I was one of 80,000 people who watched a live stream of LaMelo Ball and Zion Williamson play an electric game of AAU basketball. Now, today, these young social media stars face off in a primetime game on ESPN right now. Chris, trolling or rolling, LaMelo will be the better pro than Zion.
Oh, gosh, trolling. Trolling.
Man.
And I like LaMelo.
I think he'll be better.
We'll get into this later, but I think he'll be better than Lonzo. But no, not Zion.
Do.
Yeah, he's not going to be better than Zion. I think Melo can be a star. It's early, but he's showing certainly star possibilities and potential. But no, Zion, and look, Zion was playing like an all-star as soon as he stepped in the league. He just needed the minutes. He's getting them now, and his numbers are great.
I'm trolling it as well.
Oh, man. Hey.
But
I will say this.
Zion has fallen off the NBA map. Like
what?
Like, yes. Like
Why you say that?
I just don't get the same buzz, Chris.
They're on national TV right now.
I know, but the buzz about him, though.
Just like
when they put out the list of the 50 best players, he wasn't even on that list.
In ESPN.
Yes, there was some list they put out.
I don't know about
season.
That.
Yeah.
Did you see that, Mark? I can't believe you.
All right, but I'll say
ESPN's
this.
Top.
Chris,
he wasn't on the list.
I'm going to check
I think
out.
It's fair. He shouldn't have been. He's only played like 40 games.
If he wasn't, that's the only reason because of the minutes restrictions.
I think he's
going to
be better, Chris, but I'm just saying, like, there isn't the same buzz this year.
No,
there
isn't the same buzz. Because last year there was the newness. It was is he going to play a lot? Is he not? And you got to, you know, you got to start winning. You know, to keep that buzz, you have to win. And so, I'm not down on Zion at all.
Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio, trolling and rolling. Now
he's averaging 21-8, Rob.
21-8. Lamar Jackson has the chance coming up because this playoff game, I mean, he's already been the MVP, but I heard on ESPN today, people say he should not get extended as a quarterback if they lose this game because he's never won a big game. Chris, trolling or rolling, not extending Lamar Jackson because he can't get it done?
That's a good question. I'm going to – because they don't have to – here's the thing, though. They don't have to extend him this year, right? You can wait till after next year. So I'm going to say that. I will wait. If it is the question – I would extend him – I wouldn't extend him this summer if we lose. I will wait. And I got another year. I can extend him then.
I would extend him. I'm trolling that, right? Because you said you're rolling with it, Chris?
I didn't say because I wasn't sure. Okay. Is it this summer or you know, this offseason?
The bottom line is you gotta sign the guy sooner than later. The longer you wait, the more it costs. You know, he's played really well. Yes, he's got to win some playoff games. He has only played two. Depending on how this game turns around, what if he plays well and the defense is awful? I don't think you blame that on him, even if they don't win. So I think, you know, you don't want to be in a situation like Dak Prescott where you don't sign the guy and then you got a problem down the road, kicking the can down the road. So I would sign him.
They see me rolling.
All right, Mr. Martin Weiss.
All right, guys. Happy New Year. Appreciate
all right, Martin. Yeah. Look at you. Martin.
Wait a minute, Martin. When does Kyler play? What time is that playoff game? Kyler Murray.
Oh, God. You know what?
I wish you, man.
I wish you had made that bet.
I had a good run with that one. I want to know, hey, what time? Chris, get him right, because I know he's had some stinkers of takes.
Hey,
some
Mike, Chris,
picks?
Let me tell you this.
Yeah.
Hold on, Chris. Let me tell you
this. He didn't pick the Steelers to make the playoffs.
When he filled in for you and did the pigskin pick,
yes.
Martin went 0-5. Hello.
Okay.
Hello.
You know what else? Chris? I'm 0-1 on bets I've placed for Rob Parker when he calls in and tells me he wants to bet on the Brooklyn Nets. How about that?
Don't talk about my personal betting habits.
Uh-huh. All right. That's our man, Martin Weiss. Great job as always, man. Have a great weekend, brother. Peace. All right. iCouple, Fox Sports Radio. You know what to do. Keep it locked.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Bridgestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Bridgestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
All right. It is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, on a Funky Flashback Friday. And we're brought to you by AutoZone. AutoZone's got more ways for you to start your job your way. That means getting what you need fast. You know, some jobs can't wait. That's why AutoZone offers things like the free same-day store pickup. They also have something called free next-day delivery, and that's available on more than 100,000 parts, y'all. Visit AutoZone.com today to start your job fast. Get in the zone, AutoZone. All right, it was a part of trolling or rolling, Rob, but Martin Weiss brought up the Jim Harbaugh extension at Michigan. 4 years. We talked about it early in the week when we thought it was, reports were saying it would be five.
Right. 4 years.
Four. I got no issue. I'm fine with that. I actually like that.
Pay cut, Chris.
And the pay is significant. Yeah. I'm surprised. So you still wouldn't bring him back?
No, I get why they did, but I'm saying he did fail. That's all I'm saying.
Well, he has thus far.
That's what I'm saying. I mean.
It's hard to say he did because he's still, you know, he's got a chance.
But he's kind of gotten rewarded that he got a 4-year extension. He has some security and they played with the numbers so that if he does happen to finally win something, then he'll get back up there. And maybe they should just admit that, Chris, before he even got to a national championship, or he was overpaid. And maybe that's why it looks as bad as it does. Am I right? Where all the other guys either played in the national championship or won a national championship.
Yeah, look, he has not lived up to expectations. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. And he was overpaid because, as you said, all the other guys in his pay range at least got to the playoff and some won championships. And he hasn't done either of those. Obviously, hasn't beaten Ohio State. He's been horrible in bowl games. this year was an absolute travesty, 2-4. So he is not, he hasn't. And that's why, and remember, Rob, I brought it up. But I said he's got to take a significant pay cut if I'm going to bring him back and I'm Michigan. And we didn't think he would. That's just not how things tend to work, right? Guys have egos. He's a big name. It's hard to do that. And maybe he's telling himself it's because of COVID. And hey, whatever helps you sleep at night.
To try to justify, right?
Yeah,
right.
Whatever helps you sleep at night. We know it's not, but if that's what he has to say to make him feel better and take the job or, you know, take the pay cut and come back, then I'm fine with that.
But they also said,
if everything was normal, I think this type of contract would be appropriate.
And I think he's also in a spot, Chris, where supposedly the reason that that deal was out there for a while was he was waiting to hear from NFL teams and nobody was biting. Like, his stock wasn't as high, you know what I mean, from what he had done with the 49ers and then what went on at Michigan. That didn't help him at all. I mean, the Lions are right down the road looking for somebody, Chris, with NFL experience, right? I mean, that job is right
there.
That's
a bit
surprising.
Had
he played well, had his team played well, he could have gotten that job.
I agree.
But he has stink on him.
It's a bit surprising that he didn't get any love from NFL teams. And I think the feeling, Rob, is that offensively he's a bit antiquated.
I don't disagree.
And the NFL's an offensive league nowadays. I mean, obviously you still have to have good defense, but it's about scoring, right? And he just doesn't look like he can get that done. You said it yesterday or day before. He hadn't been able to get the good quarterback, and I know that's different in college, but he hadn't been able to go out and get his guy.
But you would think, Chris, a guy of his ilk would be able to get guys because, A, he was a college quarterback at Michigan. He played 14 years in the National Football League. He's the one who put Colin Kaepernick on the field. I mean, seriously.
Yep.
Right?
No,
and
I agree.
And he also at Stanford, right? He also he was called the quarterback whisperer.
Yeah. I think it's the offense is viewed as antiquated, and also we know his shelf life is pretty short.
Right.
I mean, I think that might be part of what's going on in I mean, he wears on players and others. You know, that was the situation. I mean, San Francisco, I thought they made a mistake, and they went into the tank right after he left, right? They were bad when he left.
Yep, but they wound up getting back to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, eventually, yeah. But he just was driving everybody nuts. And so I think there, you know, there's some of that, too. This is about relationships as well. But, you know, we'll see, Rob. Let's see if the next 4 years are like these last couple. Oh, he won't last these 4 years.
It's going to be interesting, no doubt about it. But he's back.
All right, we got a big NBA showdown. LaMelo Ball versus Lonzo Ball in their NBA first time against each other. Keep it locked.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.